you've been out campaigning in elections, but if you go to some of our working class estates, it's frightening how many households you knock on the door and people aren't even registered to vote. They just turned off politics altogether. And it's really important that we've got a message that engages all our working class communities and get back into politics. And a vision that Jeremy Corbyn represents has helped us hugely with that. And our activists on the ground, they need that support. So our next speaker is one of our excellent Labour councillors that's been absolutely solidly behind Jeremy right from the start. And he knows what it's like when you go knocking on those doors on some of our poor estates. And he's got a message about what that means and what Jeremy has got to say to those people. Give a big warm welcome, please, to Councillor Lewis Dagnall. Thank you.
Since we met last year in our first rally for Jeremy Corbyn in his first leadership campaign, so much has changed. Jeremy has transformed the Labour Party. You have transformed the Labour Party. Our party is now one that offers a clear alternative to those who are only in politics to show up the position of the rich and powerful. Our party is offering the alternative. Today, Jeremy visited Sheffield. Jeremy visited Glenis Valley, the ward which I represent on the City Council. And Jeremy met people in Glenis Valley who have suffered hardships under this government, who have been persecuted on job seekers, who have suffered in many other ways. But I think the estate of Glenis Valley offers us another story about what Jeremy's leadership, what a government under Jeremy would look like. Glenis Valley is a council estate, well built, comfortable houses, set in verdant green valleys with lots of green space, with shops and civic centre. When it was built as a utopian community. It's got a fair share of problems now. That's partly because the industry which our city was built on, the industry which Glenis Valley was built to house the workers of, that industry has been torn out of our city. We've had 40 years of failure, 40 years of government which, rather than invest in our country, rather than invest in its people, we've had governments that have rather melted down the investments of previous generations. Governments that have melted down the welfare state, opened up the welfare state to private companies, opened up the NHS to private companies, sold off our railways, sold off our council houses, deregulated the banks, and we saw what that resulted in 2008. We've had governments which have not had the vision of what sort of country they could build. But when you think of the sort of governments that built an estate like Glenis Valley, which had that vision, to build the NHS and our welfare state in the ruins of the Second World War, you can see how far we've fallen as a country, but you can see where we can climb up to again. And Jeremy offers the leadership to our party, he offers the leadership to our country to climb back, to meet the challenges we face of climate change, of a society which is marked, particularly in the past few weeks, by too much division, by too much inequality, by too much hatred. He will lead us to a society which tackles these challenges, a society where everyone can live in dignity. This will be a long campaign, and as Jeremy would say himself, it begins but does not end with the figure of Jeremy Corbyn. He is leading us on his start. But let's make this clear. Were Jeremy to be defeated, were Jeremy to stop being the leader of our Labour Party in a few weeks' time, that would be such a setback. That would be such an end to the campaign for a better country which we have started. So, go out. Go and campaign for Jeremy. Speak to every Labour Party voter you know. Encourage them. Tell them how the hope you feel will be shared when we take Jeremy's message to the country. Don't lose what we have gained in the past year. Don't lose what we have to gain under the leadership of Jeremy Corbyn. Thank you.